don't know what's. It's getting hard. It's getting harder for me to choose the Bucks in this series.
Why you say that?
Cause, bro, it's just like. Are the like is like what's that nigga name, bro? What's it's like Grayson Allen, you feel me? Is he gonna step? Is it gonna be? Is he gonna continue to step up? You feel me? Bobby Portis, are you gonna be able to do that against that Celtics defense? I don't know, bro. Giannis, I'm not worried about Giannis.
I feel like it's more on Jrue Holiday than them dudes, because Jrue Holiday was inconsistent that first series.
Nah, he hit or miss. He could drop 30 one night, and then the next day give you 11 or 8. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And he can't do that against the Celtics because they're rolling right now.
They going to get on him. Tough. They tough.
If Giannis could go through them, I don't think he can go through them by himself. But if he can, that'll be something different.
That's how you know you're the best player in the world.
Thanks.
That's why Bucks and 7 wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't be bad, but and that's like if the Bucks were to push it to 7 games and push it to a game 7 in Boston, like to me the Celtics would have to have some sort of like miracle happen against them or some sort of meltdown for the Bucks to go in there and win. I just think that like the Celtics riding high, bro. They hella hot. They hot.
They are hot right now. They're probably the hottest team right now.
Bro. Heat Celtics Eastern Conference Finals would be crazy. Like that'd be some heat.
I don't know, man. I'm not all the way sold on the Heat yet.
I'm not sold, but I think it'll be a very entertaining series. Like I think it'll be hella, you know, gritty. I think it'll be something like the Grizzlies Timberwolves series.
But better. That yeah.
Well, definitely more discipline.
Yeah, that. Won't be no 20-point leads being blown in that one.
That's not going to ever get let go of.
They lost another lead in the last game. It was up 10.
It was up 11 going into the fourth.
Exactly.
And, I tried to tell y'all, man, like, after that last game, bro, the Timberwolves, they just not like that, bro. The Grizzlies, they're going to go in there and win that game and end this.
The Timberwolves ain't going to never be, like, for real until Ant-Man is the real best, like, man. Cat still think he the man, but mm-mm.
They was talking about Carl was giving Ant advice, just giving him advice about being the face of the franchise and being a superstar and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man.
He still need advice.
I don't even think Ant listening to all that from him, honestly. Like to keep it 100, because we know how like people talk about, other players in the league. Like you hear how Draymond talks about Rudy Gobert, but I'm telling you, like how Skip Bayless was saying like Carl's a fake tough guy. Draymond's basically saying the same thing, co-signing that. Bro, Carl not with that. You feel me? You got Ant on your team, you got D'Lo on your team, you got Patrick Beverly on your team that's gassing you up. You know you're not like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't even you know you're a number two. You're not really number two. You're not that guy. He's not that guy.
So, let's talk about that dude Ja though.
They
won, but he was shaky though.
No, ain't no shaky. He had a shitty series. Like that was not okay.
He had that one good game where he had that game winner, and he went crazy in the fourth.
That wasn't I'm worried. I don't. You can't beat the Warriors like that, bro. Like, did Steven Adams get hurt? Like,
nah, they just took him out the rotation.
Oh, okay, nah, because somebody was telling me Steven Adams got hurt, and I didn't believe that because I didn't see anything about that. But just. The Warriors, the Grizzlies can beat the Warriors. I think the Grizzlies can beat the Warriors in 6 games because of the athleticism and the height and the physicality of the Grizzlies. But the experience of the Warriors will make it a 7-game series. And that's where my respect for the Warriors comes in. But I don't think the Warriors are better than the Grizzlies. I don't. Y'all can
feel like I feel like it's going to be Death of the Grizzlies versus the three light-skinned dudes.
It's gonna be Morant, Brooks, and Bane versus Poole, Curry, and Clay. You know, but you know what? The Grizzlies are deeper than the Warriors. Clark, Tyus,
and that's what I'm saying. They're gonna beat them with death, fresh bodies. And I don't know if people been noticing, but the Grizzlies are way better when Ja's facilitating, getting 10 assists, letting everybody eat, and he just do his little thing in between. They are dangerous like that. But when he's just trying to score 30 every game, they can be beat easier. But they should take advantage of Jackson and Clark. I feel like Clark going to eat because he was going crazy last series.
Clark, man, especially coming off the bench, you know what I'm saying? I feel confident about the Grizzlies because I know Steven Adams is going to come back into the rotation, you know, get his boards, you feel me?
You think so?
Oh, yeah. And you know what people forget? Like, Steven Adams is a great break starter, you know what I'm saying?
He's a good player, period. I don't know why they just took him out the rotation.
Well, I mean, because Carl was a matchup problem. And I'm not gonna sit here and say Carl wasn't, because when you're able to pull Steven Adams doesn't stretch the floor for you. He's a defensive rebounding big, you know what I'm saying? Energy guy, good, you know, great screener, pick and roller, you know, bruiser. Basically, you know, he's not a deep, like, especially on the like perimeter. He's not a perimeter defensive guy. With Carl able to stretch the floor, and then he's able to put the ball on the floor too, you know, it's just, I think that's just too much of a threat for like Adams to be like have to guard inside and out. I don't think he's able to do that. He's not a good perimeter defender.
I hear you. I just say give him more of a chance than one game.
I mean, listen, it worked out. The Grizzlies won in six.
Yeah, you're right. It worked out.
But, you know, against the Warriors, like I said, like, and then Steven Adams has plenty of experience playing the Warriors. Plenty.
Right.
There's no way that he does not get a considerable time in this series. And if the Grizzlies had played better in the Timberwolves series, I'd have more confidence. But I'm going to say Grizzlies in seven. They have home court advantage. And the athleticism, the size, and the physicality – and I think they can beat them on the fast break, too. I don't think the Warriors are better than the Grizzlies on the fast break. But transition threes, I think that is what would kill the Grizzlies. And the Timberwolves weren't able to hit threes consistently in that series. Facts. They jacked up a lot of them. That's not going to be the Warriors. The Warriors.
Ant-Man was the only one that was really hitting besides that.
He wasn't even on like that. We keep it a buck. So. Yeah, no, the Grizzlies got to step it up on the Grizzlies got to step it up on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to be more consistent hitting their shots too. Dylan Brooks, I don't want to see no more 3-for-18. No more, bro. That's out. You can't do that against the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Desmond Bane, just keep doing what you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Jaren Jackson, bro, you got to
stay out of foul trouble. It's no bigs on the Warriors, though, that's going to attack him, so he should be all right.
Should be all right, but still, you know what I'm saying? You got to be disciplined, because they're going to try to get you.
And you better – he need to be in the paint and not on that three-point line.
Yeah, a little bit, not a lot.
I mean, for this series, take advantage of the mismatch.
Yeah, right.
Warriors have zero size.
So who you got?
Who do I have? I'm going to just go Warriors on experience for right now. I like how they playing. Feel me? I feel like Draymond got his – he was looking a little old. He got his little step back a little bit. And then, like I said, I feel like the key is them three light-skinned dudes, man. If they all on hitting – it's tough. This is gonna be tough.
Yeah, but I can see it
going six or seven for sure, though.
I just think that if Well, I just think the Grizzlies have a better matchup than the Nuggets, where they have three light-skinned dudes of their own. I mean, well, three guards. I ain't gonna like light-skinned, but three guards of their own that can compete with those three guards, and then they have the depth.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Because
I believe in that. You feel me? I believe in that depth that they have.
Now, it's going to be a tough drag-out series, though, but I'm going to just keep going back to what I said against the Timberwolves. Warriors, get up. They're not letting them come back.
I don't know. You never know. They could go up, and the Grizzlies could come back. You know, like, the Grizzlies are that kind of team. They're not going anywhere.
The key to me, though, for real, for the Grizzlies, Desmond Bane and Brooks got to really play good. They need to be nearing 20 points a night.
You know what? I hear you on that, but I don't feel that. I don't feel that. I'm more that because and even though they're really good guards, to me, they're not there yet. They're not on that, like, oh, yeah, Clay is like, you know, you know Clay is going to give you something. Or, you know, Curry's going to give you something. Like, those guys, they got to keep, you know, they got to keep doing it. Like, Bane, okay, you've been good all year. So, Bane, you know, I give you that. And if Brooks, too, like, y'all been good, but I'm not going to put you on the level of Curry and Clay, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, this would be more of a team effort. You get what I'm saying? Like Clark, Jones, all y'all that's coming off the bench, even Jared Jackson, who started, like, all you guys have to pull your weight. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to beat the Warriors with two or three, four guys. You're not.
No, I hear you.
So that's where I think that comes in. I think in a 7-game series, the Grizzlies can pull it out. You know, that's what I believe. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I was shocked. But I'm not going to sit here and use that as a cop out either. I think the Grizzlies will win the series.
I feel like all the second round series is going to be good, though, to be honest.
Except I don't think that Sixers. Series.
Oh, yeah. If Joel Embiid don't play, sweep.
Watch. Nah, it's not a sweep.
Sweep.
Nah, it's not a sweep. You would think it would be, but nah.
Gentleman sweep, one game at the most.
Yeah, it's going to be gentleman sweep because the Heat, they're going to give Harden a game. I'm saying this now because Chuck will be like, oh, you think Harden's going to get a game? Like, no, I don't think Harden's going to get a game. I think the Heat are going to give Harden a game. They're going to give the Sixers a game because that's just what they do, bro.
He's going to go up 2-0. They'll go back to Philly. They'll win one of those games, and then they'll end it back out in game 5. That's if Lowry and Butler are fully healthy. Well, just even Jimmy. You don't even need Lowry.
That's not what Chuck was saying. Whew. That boy be on here going like, he'd be going dumb right now. He'd be like, you think the Sixers gonna win a game without Embiid against the Heat? Did you see what we did to Trae Young? Sure. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, he did say he was a D-Wade fan, so he liked the Heat.
He'd be gassing right now. He'd be gassing that matchup right now. Who else we got, though? We got, what, Suns and Mavericks?
Damn.
You taking the Mavericks?
You know who I'm rocking with.
You taking Luka?
It's a little biased, but I just got a feeling. This is his year.
Nah.
I know, man. It sounds crazy now, but I think it's this one's going to age well.
I don't think it sounds crazy. I really don't. But I don't believe like that because I have a little more faith in Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Now that Devin, even though he, you know, didn't really, like, play the best game and didn't really look, you know, he wasn't really, you know, he wasn't 100%.
For sure.
Take a little extra time off, you know what I'm saying? You know, if Chris Paul can carry the load like that, that's not going to be Chris Paul every game. Trust me. That's not going to be Chris Paul every game, for sure. But, excuse me. The Mavericks, everybody, like, a lot of people are getting on, like, you know, talking about, like, the defense they played against the Jazz. The Jazz are a demoralizing team, and they, outside of outside of Donovan Mitchell, they don't have anybody explosive enough on that team to really cause the Mavericks problems. Now, I give the Mavericks credit for playing, like, for getting on them boys and exposing Rudy Gobert once again. but in the Denver series with the Warriors, like, it was just Jokic. You know, Will Barton and Aaron Gordon, they had a game or two, you know, they had a game where they stepped it up and they got one, you know what I'm saying? And I think somebody else, Bones Highland, yeah, they stepped it up one of them games and they got a game. But, like, Aaron Gordon in that last game, like, well, like I said, in the playoffs, bro, the better teams always win and the real stars show up and they shine and they show out. And Aaron Gordon, who had 15 points in the first half in that elimination game, the last game that they played, had 0 points in the second half. Like, he's a bust. You know what I'm saying? Players like that, like, you got to step it up and make stuff happen. So, you know, it's just like, I forgot my whole point to that. But this series with the Mavericks, those same dudes like Finney Smith and stuff like that, I ain't going to lie. I think they can get at the Suns. You know, Mikal Bridges and them. I hear you on that. Luka. Luka's gonna get his. Like Aiden, I think Aiden's gonna get even more exposed now. Like he got Gobert, and Gobert not all that, but Aiden not all that either.
No, I feel you. I hear you on that, and I understand the Jazz not well, they're weak. I understand that. But can you give the Mavericks credit at least for playing defense all year? It's not like this is just starting right now. They've been playing defense all year. I think they was the best defense in the league. Maybe not best defense, but they was at least top three all season.
You know what? I'll go this far. It's gonna be a 7-game series. Luka not going out. I don't think Luka going out at 6.
And then too, I know he wasn't hurt for that long, but he was hurt in them 3 games. You know, just getting his feedback away, getting his rhythm back. Yep. You know.
Yep.
Because that last game was light, 24-9-8.
And he just like Chris Paul. He hella competitive, bro. He gonna get down.
Come on, man. I just feel like Luka is going to do something special, man. The dude is really good, bro. And I know Chris Paul been going crazy. That last game, 14 for 14, whew, that was nasty. But I just feel like Luka is going to be the best player on the court. And I know the Suns have the better overall team. But Luka's like elevating all these dudes, and then Jalen Brunson is playing out of his mind. You know, they got firepower. The only thing I don't like that the Mavericks don't have right now is the size. And Aiden, he played good last round. I'm not an Aiden fan, but he played good last round as far as on the offensive end. And that was against Valanciunas. And the Mavericks have nobody. The white power ain't no Valanciunas.
Right.
So that's my only thing I'm a little scared about. But if Luka go crazy, they got a chance.
Don't they got Boban?
Boban don't play, man. They don't play Boban.
They might as well in this series. They give Aiden a problem.
Yeah, because they don't have no size. Dwight Powell is not it.
That would be smart, like, to throw him in. Like, you know he big. You know he's going to be right there at the end to grab boards. I don't understand why he don't get more PT. Somebody like him should get more.
I mean, but you know how the NBA is now today. They gonna bring him out to the perimeter, pick and roll all day. And he ain't even gonna get a chance to be by the rim to get no rebound.
But you know what? To me, the biggest X factor in this series is Devin Booker. Like, if Devin Booker is 90-95%, this is no contest. I mean, not no contest. But to me, the Suns win the series. And, you know, we're talking a lot about Luka going off, but Booker is 40, 50 points waiting to happen. For real. Like, if he's seeing Luka go off one of them nights, bro, trust me, Devin Booker for sure going
bucket. If Devin Booker get back to himself, his regular self, man, they're going to win it for sure.
Bucket, whoever.
But if he's not all the way healthy and he's out there on one leg scoring 13 points again, I know it's his first game back. I'm not saying nothing about that, but if he don't get it together and it ain't close to 80, 90, watch out now.
It's gonna be a good series. They're gonna see what Jalen Brunson do about Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, because he has been playing some good basketball. I thought it was going to come down. It came down a little bit, but he's still been playing good since Luka came back. But I just feel like they supporting cast is not the best, but, you know, Luka making it do what it do. He making Reggie Bullock look good. Dorian Finney-Smith solid. You know, they got three-point shooters and defenders, so I like the matchup. Just not in the paint, but I like the matchup, though.
So what you got, the Mavericks in how many games?
I got the Mavericks in six.
What? Nah, I'm definitely not rocking with that.
I know. I'm probably on the island by myself, but I'm chilling on that island. Feet kicked up. Luka got me.
Hell, sheesh. So basically, I would have my conference finals picks would be the Heat and the Celtics and the Suns and the Grizzlies. And if I had to choose two teams to go to the finals from those two matchups, oh man, I'm gonna start with the East. Celtics and Heat. Wait, no, I picked the Bucks. I'm sorry, I picked the Bucks. I'm tripping. The Bucks. Okay, so if the Bucks play the Heat, damn, that's tough too. Because the Bucks they're gonna get at them. But you know what?
They're gonna have Middleton back by then for sure.
I don't want the Heat to go to the finals. Oh my goodness, I really don't. But they might be destined to go. They might be. I don't know. If Giannis goes back to the, it's so hard to go back to the finals, especially now with no Chris Middleton. Like, but man, okay, if I got them getting out there, let me stop beating around the bush. If the Heat were to play the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, I would have the Bucks winning that series. I'll respect the Heat and say it goes seven games, but I'd have the Bucks winning that series. And then if the Grizzlies and the Suns play, oh man, damn, that's hard. I'm going to take the Grizzlies in that series, seven games. I'm going to take the Grizzlies to go to the finals.
I'm riding the train.
Grizzlies, Bucks, NBA Finals. 2022, I'm not picking a winner yet. I mean, gosh, should I pick a winner? Would that be interesting? Let's see. And would I really be on the train if I didn't pick the Grizzlies to win? Ooh.
That's a good question.
Ooh. But to get at Giannis in the... Yeah, man, I got the Grizzlies all the way. The Grizzlies finna win it all. The Grizzlies gonna win it all.
You sure? Because you can't go back on it now.
The Grizzlies gonna win it all, bro. The Grizzlies gonna win it all, and you know what I'm saying, like, even though Milwaukee got some depth, I think the Grizzlies have the best depth in the playoffs right now. I know, like, the Celtics have a good defense, but they run like 7-8 guys deep. The Grizzlies they running like 10-11 guys deep,
and they got guys on the bench they're not even playing no more that can get in.
Right. So I think with the depth, the explosiveness, the athleticism. I think they're learning as they're going, and I get it. Experience matters, but I'm riding the train. I got faith. I'm riding the train. I'm on it.
Live life on that edge.
You feel me? You know what it is. Yeah, no, I got him. Ja, I ain't hopping off the train, man. I ain't hopping off, bro.
If Ja win the ring this year, man, can't nobody tell him that boy nothing.
Nothing, boy. It's gonna be real grizzly. Shoot. Damn, I ain't even sparked this whole time we've been talking. I ain't even sparked.
This shit, man. You know me. I got Luka the Don in six. Yeah, caveat. Man. The caveat is Devin Booker's not all the way healthy. If he's all the way healthy, all bets off. But I'm gonna stick with my gut feeling. Luka in six. Warriors in six. I'm taking Luka to get to the finals, all the way to the finals. Because if he get past the Suns, he's doing it. And then in the East, I got I don't know. I feel like everything gonna go six, except for the Sixers and the Heat.
Wait, 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 wait. Slow down. Wait a minute. So, you got the Mavericks not just beating the Suns, but the Warriors.
Yeah,
the Warriors.
Yeah, Sirskis.
And getting to the... Wow. Okay, I got to hear this Eastern Conference. Yeah, go ahead.
Eastern Conference, I got Bucks and six. I just feel like Giannis is going to be too much. I feel like Drew going to step up. And I feel like their defense is a little better than the Celtics. I know the Celtics, I like their defense because they muck it up and they get physical with you. But I feel like the Bucks play smarter defense. And I just feel like this day year, I feel like this Giannis year again, he's just going to show dudes he's really the best player. Like, no question about it. So I feel like they're going to do it in six. You know, no Joel Embiid, so just my personal opinion, Sixers are done. Give Miami – I feel like they'll sweep them, but I won't be surprised if the Sixers win one game. But I'm going with the sweep. So I got Bucks and Heat in the finals. Whew. I'm just not sold on the Heat, you know. I like them. I like their depth. I like Jimmy Butler. I like Bam. I'm not sold on Tyler Hero, so you feel me? That's all I really like. Kyle Lowry's nice.
What about Duncan Robinson?
Duncan Robinson, he was a one-hit wonder to me. He could shoot, but, you know, one-dimensional, it's the playoffs. You know, this. I don't know if this is his time right now. And he don't really look like he built for it when he is in there. He had that 27-point game against the Hawks that one game. But besides that, I just don't really feel like he built for this moment. But I'm taking the Bucks in six on that one. And I'm taking the Bucks to get to the finals. I feel like Giannis, he been there, done that with the Heat. I know they got him and they built that wall against him. Was that in the bubble?
Yeah.
Or was that was the bubble, huh?
Yeah,
I know they got him that year.
Right? Oh, no. They did.
It was in the bubble, huh?
Yeah.
Because that's when the Heat went to the finals in the bubble.
Right.
Yeah, so I feel like Giannis got that figured out. He's not going to go through that again. And he's going to steamroll to the finals. And even though I'm riding the Luka train and I feel like he's that guy, I'm taking Bucks in five.
What?
Yeah.
This is crazy, bro. You got the Bucks winning in six games and in five, six games twice and then five games in the finals against the Luka train that you clearly steering right now.
I feel like even though I like Luka and I feel like he's coming for the best player in the league title, not yet. But I just feel like Giannis right now, the mission he's on right now, I just don't feel like nobody's gonna stop him. And the Bucks, I feel like they got the best defense because it's like, what do you want? You know, what you want, perimeter D? You want Middleton, Holiday? You know, even though he's not the biggest name, Connaughton come in there, get physical with niggas. Even though Wesley Matthews at the end of his career, you know, he's a body. You know, six fouls, physical. He'll hit some threes for you. What you want, paint defense, Brook Lopez. He still blocks shots even though he likes to shoot threes. He's 7 foot. You know what Bobby Portis do. He's not the best defender, but he's a body, and he plays hard. And then, you know, the best player in the world is a former defensive player of the year, so you know what he do. He can guard the perimeter or the paint. He's going to be somewhere lurking, looking for the block. But, like I said, and it's going to be too much for Luka. He's going to be carrying these guys all the way to the finals. Then he's going to run out of gas when he runs into the best player in the world. Then he's going to learn from it and come back next year and win it all.
First things first, okay, next year is going to be a lot harder next year. Like, Kawhi Leonard's going to come back for the Clippers, the Lakers. I don't expect them to be that as bad as they were this year. And, you know, the Grizzlies, the Warriors, you know, all these different teams in the West. I get it. Anything can happen. The Pelicans.
Yeah, I was going a little overboard when I said he gonna win it again next year.
Yeah, so was.
Yeah, I was going a little overboard.
But you never know who could come to Dallas and play with them.
That's a fact. You never know what's gonna happen this offseason. You don't know who's gonna trade who. and things of that nature. So you're right about that. I was going a little overboard.
Little Fly is okay. Okay. You know, we talked about the Bucks and the Celtics series, and you know, I picked the Bucks, you picked the Bucks, but I have to say, I'm like, my confidence is out of 10, it's 3. It's like a 3 let me get my words together. The Nets series, it's not that I wasn't pulling for Boston to win because I want Boston to win. I just wanted to be proven right that the Nets with Kyrie and KD alone were not good enough as a team, as a collective unit, to beat the top 3 seeds in the East. They were not going to get out of the first round. I was saying that before they got into the playoffs, and I was right. I didn't predict the Celtics to be that good. Like, that was some stellar. And even though every game you could say quote unquote was close in the score, you know, at the end,
but like, you never felt like the Nets were going to win.
One of those games, that last game actually, the last game, I actually felt like the Nets were actually going to come back and maybe win that game. I didn't think KD was going to miss that last free throw. I thought he was going to come down and hit some shots, you know, because he was playing well, you know. But Kyrie didn't also just he had another underwhelming game.
But you could put some blame at Kyrie, but at the end of the day, we got to hand this to Kevin Durant. You got to put it at his feet, because like you said, the game, it's not like they were just blowing them out by 15 to 20 points a game. They were in the games. The best, quote unquote, at that time, the best player in the world just did not show up.
You know what? If you're gonna say it like that, then I could say Kyrie. He ain't show up for most of the season. And then on top of that,
and that's why I said you can give Kyrie some blame too.
Ain't no some. I'm gonna give him a proportionate amount of blame because.
But not more than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant.
I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant had a bad series. I get that. But you know what? I think I'm gonna sympathize. When you're playing that many, I'm gonna sympathize, bro. I mean, Kyrie is the reason they lost this series, bro. How do you go from dropping 39 in the first game? I don't care if you're on Ramadan, like, and I respect it, but I don't care because Jaylen Brown was on Ramadan too, and he was giving you that work the whole time. You know, and how do you go from 39 in the first game to 10 points in the second game to just basically disappearing for the rest of the series? Like, Kevin Durant needed you the whole season, and when you do show up, you don't show up. Make that make sense.
Durant showed up?
Man, no, Kevin Durant didn't show up. But you can give Kyrie just as much. I'm going to give Kyrie just as much. It's on both of them. They could have had a better coach. They could have had a better team. They could have had a whole better situation. So it's on both of them. It's 50-50 to me. If you're going to put it on, I'm putting it on both of them. 50-50. Kevin Durant, Kyrie get just as much as KD.
70-30.
Not to me.
He's the best
Okay, but check this out. Kyrie showed up in the first game, right? Mm-hmm. And not KD. KD showed up in the last game, but not Kyrie. Even though KD didn't have the best. I mean, KD didn't close the game. He showed up in that game, and Kyrie didn't. So that's why it's still 50-50 to me. You feel me? Because the rest of those games in that series, neither one of them showed up. So. You know, Bruce Brown was taking more shots than Kyrie.
I kind of feel you, but not all the way, man. But you know, them niggas is in Cancun right now, man. So
with LeBron and them, yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. So May 1st is the start of round 2. The Celtics are at home against the Bucks, 4.5-point favorites. It was 5 points earlier, but it dropped. They're starting to respect the
You said Celtics are favorite?
Yeah, they were 5-point favorites earlier, but it's 4.5 now. From what I'm looking at. No Chris Middleton. Of course, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
First game in Boston. Who do you got?
First game in Boston. Whoo. First game in Boston. Who do I have? I feel like Boston gonna take the first one because they're riding so hot right now. They'll get the first one, and they're at home. I'll say Boston get the first one, just because they're riding hot.
I think the Bucks are gonna stun the Celtics in the first game. I think it's gonna be a stunner. I think the Bucks pull it out. The Celtics had a little bit more time off than the Bucks did. The Bucks just came off a series where, honestly, it was a tough series at first, but then they got to you know, run it up on them at the end and finish and wrap it up pretty, you know, in a pretty decent fashion. And I think that the way that they ended their series gives them a little bit of an edge against the Celtics, you know, just as far as, like, you know, my body still being, you know, hot and ready to go instead of being rested. And even though the Celtics came off a dominant series, it's hard for me to say it was dominant because they did win 4-0, but it was gritty wins. They had to really play hard to really get KD and Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to do that again against the Bucks. And I just don't think – I just believe that the Bucks are going to come out and I'm not going to say the Celtics are going to get punched in the mouth. I just think they're going to win. I think the Bucks are going to win the game. I think it's going to be a good back and forth. But I think the Bucks will pull it out in a close game in the first game. I think they're going to split the first two games.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I think they're going to split the first two.
But I think the Bucks are going to get the first game in a surprise stunner. Like, they're going to, like, catch Boston off guard a little bit.
I also think it's going to be a close game for sure. It's going to come down to the last couple minutes.
Like, can you stop Giannis? You feel me? Can you hit? Yeah. Can you know, Brown and Tatum hit their shots? Can Smart, you know, hit a shot or two to keep them in the game or keep the lead or whatever?
I'm surprised. I'm intrigued to see who they put on Tatum.
Check this out. Oh well. I mean, Giannis, you better, man.
Giannis might end up guarding him at the end, but he never guards the best player, like, early on.
I think he will.
You think
so? Just to set a tone in this series. You know, like, Jason Tatum is an up-and-coming superstar, and he just put the clamps on KD. Everybody just saw that, bro. Giannis, it's not that we're expecting Giannis to do that. It's just Giannis should be like see that as a challenge. You feel me? Like, see that as a, like, bro, all right, I'm finna let you know what's up. I'm one of the
I totally agree. I just have a feeling I'm gonna look up and Wesley Matthews gonna be on him.
Maybe on a switch or something. Maybe on a switch.
I know Jrue Holiday's an elite defender, but he's just too little, too small in height. I know he's strong enough and stuff, but Tatum needs to see a body in front of him. Like, he's not even going to see Holiday on the lowest key.
It's going to be a good game for sure, King. I got to see what Bobby Portis and Grayson Allen.
And I feel like that's
I was gonna say, like, my bad. I was gonna say, like, Horford, don't not show up now. You gotta play like you played in the last series, dog.
Yeah, he,
like,
played good last series. You gotta show up for sure.
Robert Williams, you know, you playing against Giannis. You gotta stay out of foul trouble, bro. Like,
didn't he only play one game though?
But I'm saying just to say it, because you're playing against Giannis. And I know that he likes to meet defenders at the rim. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's Giannis.
Giannis for sure going to have to hit some jumpers this series. Not saying he got to go three-point crazy and shit, but at least, like, some little mid-rangers and pull-ups.
They got bodies to throw at Giannis with Horford, Tyson.
They for sure got bodies to throw at him.
So that's why I'm really not that confident in my Bucks prediction, but I'm going to stick with it.
But I know Giannis going to do what he do, but I do think it's going to be a supporting cast type of series for them. Like, they're going to need Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, Brook Lopez. They're going to need them guys to hit knockdown shots, even Wesley Matthews we cast. They're going to need them to hit shots and Jrue to control the pace of the game at the point. Lock up on D, get some assists, and get them to get 15 to 20 points, And that's the formula for him.
Now this Grizzlies Warriors game in Memphis, game one, Warriors are favorited. Such a disrespect to the Grizzlies. How dare y'all think the Warriors are gonna? Man, listen. Now, I would. No, forget that. The Grizzlies are gonna win this game. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if the Golden State Warriors win game one. And no. I got the Grizzlies winning this game. Game one at home. They're not just about to. Nah, I don't know. No. You better not let the Warriors come in to Memphis. Game one. Y'all know y'all talking about y'all want all the smoke. This is smoke.
This is smoke right here.
All the firepower that you was talking about you want, nigga. This the chimney. This the real chimney right here. You want it, you got it. Y'all better win. Brandon Clark, you better do your – Jaren Jackson, y'all better – bro. Step it up. Look, the Grizzlies' depth. It's just if Curry explodes, man, it's
in. And Curry, that's the thing. Can't nobody, maybe Ja, but it's not the same. It's the same, but in different way. But can't nobody on the Grizzlies explode like Clay, Steph, and I don't. Maybe somebody can explode like Jordan Poole, but he can even explode.
But you know what? I think the formula should be to get up on Steph. You can, bro. Okay, let Clay shoot. Get Poole, get his. Okay, get up
don't
on
let
Steph.
Clay that shoot.
Is, no. It's okay. I think if you get up on Steph and make him uncomfortable, to me he's the driving force of that offense. You know
who can they put on him to do that?
But here's my thing though. Like, you know how they, you know, they usually, like, how they set high screens for Steph and stuff. I think that Baines and Brooks and even Ja, who tried to step it up on defense a little bit, like, they're going to be able to – they're really good guards, especially on defense, to switch and really get up on Steph high up there, you know, at the top of the key. I don't think they're going to give Steph that space that the Nuggets were giving him. Like, the Nuggets were giving him so much space at the top. He could just step into his shot and in rhythm and shoot. Like,
but
think
you know what? You know what they can do to counter that though? Just give it to Draymond and run Steph around the court till he get open.
Yeah, but they're gonna have to run around too. That's just how it is. They gotta run around. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be a good series. You know,
it will be a good series.
It's gonna be a tough game. It's gonna be a tough game one. It's gonna be close. For sure. But I got the Grizzlies winning them in a tough game one.
I think the Warriors going to get them. The Timberwolves going to still be riding. Not the Timberwolves. The Grizzlies still going to be riding high from that last win. They're going to be still a little, not having that shit on their mind probably a little bit. We can just beat them, then we can beat them. And I think the Warriors going to come in there and sneak them on the first one. Flex they championship experience and tell them we here, young fellas. Curry for 35.
I hope that don't happen, man.
Ja better step it up, though, man. They're not advancing if he play how he played last year.
He has to. He can't play like that anymore.
He has some duds in there, man.
Too many, honestly, for a superstar.
He's too many for a superstar.
It's worrisome.
You just better be glad his team is good.
Yeah. That's why I'm picking the Grizzlies to win the series, man.
So you got Bucks and Grizzlies tomorrow?
Yeah, man.
I got Celtics and Warriors.
That's crazy. We're going to see.
We shall see. We're going to see early.
Early, tell me. I'm going to catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, Sirskis.